Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg, I was going to let you finish, but we have a guest in the studio, so I'm not going to let you finish this time.
Well, it's probably better.
Cleep Blakeman, NFL white hat Cleep Blakeman with us in the studio this morning.
Pat, call us up late tonight because we're naturally night owls and you can finish that story for us.
Yeah, but you're not functioning night owls.
No, call me between 4 and 7.
We'll I heard that. I don't know what I am. I heard that coming in. I don't know. Morning guy.
When you were single, you're probably a night guy, right? But you had to be up all day. You had to be lawyering a little bit, all right?
So you could stop it.
I'm a hybrid.
Also a hybrid.
I'm a hybrid.
Craig could have stopped it, and you're not functioning.
What time do you get up on game day? Say it's a noon Midwestern game.
Usually 7 a.m.
Okay.
Because bus comes and picks us up, by 8:30.
Yeah, how far ahead of kickoff do you have to be at the stadium?
Usually we're there just three and a half hours before kickoff.
That's not enough.
Well, we
got part-time crap.
Hopefully cracking over the book, the rule book, pouring over.
You got to get your 8 hours.
Is that when
in.
They want you there? Or could you come later if you wanted?
No, I have a whole lot of administrative stuff we have to do before the game.
Like what? What's
that mean?
He's a white man.
Number one is go meet with the production truck, which is 3 hours before kickoff. So we go in, meet as a referee, and then we take our replay official, we go in into the truck, man, and then we talk to the producer and get every, all the time schedule stuff, the number of cameras.
The stuff that,
all kinds of,
why does that matter to you?
It matters for replay. We just kind of figure out for replay if we've got 8 cameras or if we've got 28 cameras, just so our replay guy knows when he's calling for, give me this angle or that angle. We kind of know where the TVs are positioned.
And you want to know what camera to look in and which one's going to get you good side.
That is true, Todd. You're right.
Hashtag hot ref.
Right. Here's one thing I've noticed about Cleet, and I don't know if other NFL referees do this, but when he is signaling a first down, the shoulder always goes to the camera, near the camera, if you know what I'm saying.
They all do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Guns forward.
Yes. Yeah. The arm that is signaling for the first down always faces the camera.
What happens? You got to poop like Todd did that last break.
Yeah.
I think I've asked you this before.
All of a sudden,
halfway through the second quarter, got to poop.
Yeah. It has not happened to me.
Knock on wood.
Has it happened to a ref?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what happens on that?
Guys, literally is, I got to go. And they take off, just like Todd did.
Yeah.
usually each stadium's got there's a restroom located up right inside the tunnel going up off the field. For players or officials, for that reason. Yeah, it happens.
But if he runs off, does the alternate ref step on the field for that couple minutes, couple plays?
We just work six man for a little
while. But the white hat missing hopefully would be obvious, right?
Yeah, that would be. I don't know what happened there. My guy's in panic, I think.
You're inside a porta potty. Hello.
Leaving the mic on.
But there's got to be protocol. Let's say the
over the stadium.
First down.
Blakeman seems to be doing some sort of clenched run off the field.
No, he's in the studio. Left his mic go in the bathroom.
10-day cleanse gone bad, I guess.
All right, the back judge has to run off and go to the bathroom. Yeah. Who covers him? There's got to be protocol there.
Well, we go from 7 to 6, but we just kind of shift assignments a little bit. So we can get by. It's happened,
There's some old dudes out there.
Guys who get hurt during a game, we'll go, because we don't have an alternate guy on the sideline ready to come in. So if a guy gets hurt, twists his ankle, pops a knee or something during the game, we go 6 man instead of the 7. So.
I went and saw the indoor team this weekend, the Omaha Beef, with my son, and one of the refs just got clocked.
Yeah.
Because that's such a short period. And
there's nowhere to go.
He wasn't a young guy either. And some guy just took, there's nowhere to go. So he just, the guy cut and the rep was there and he just drilled this ref right down on the ground. He got it right up though. I'm sure he's sore.
Bounced
but,
back.
But we mentioned too, you've been hit before yourself actually a couple of times.
I'm glad I don't have a wall behind you. I got to tip my hand. I'm like, you don't got a wall behind you. There's nowhere to go. But I've seen guys jump the wall.
Officials get out of the way.
And indoor football?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, most people who haven't been down at that level don't realize how fast that game goes.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, the NFL meetings were this week, and we talked about this yesterday, and there's a rule change. Only the guy from the Giants is against it, so they think it's going to pass this year. Instead of the onside kick in the fourth quarter, fourth and 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Do you like that?
It's interesting. Yeah. I don't know if I like it or don't.
I'm glad it's only the fourth quarter. I originally thought it was the whole time. I'm thinking, man.
And I read yesterday they said you can only do it one time in the fourth quarter.
Oh, sorry. Right. So you don't keep getting the ball back.
Yeah, that was the thing I hadn't read until yesterday.
I like that, too.
You only get to use it once and only in the fourth quarter.
From a team, a guy who roots for a team that gives up a lot
of third and
16s.
Can you still do the regular old onside kick whatever you want?
Yeah, you could.
Okay.
It's just without the run-up now, it's a very low chance of actually making it.
I don't like what they did with the change in the – in fact, are we headed toward we're legislating kicking out of the game completely?
I hope not.
Because I do
like – seems like that's where we're headed.
Yeah. I like the opening kickoff. I like that build-up.
Yes.
You've been in the stadiums before. When it's getting ready to get –
oh, the kickoff's great.
The kickoff, man, it's just – it's
got
great.
If you've got a weapon
energy
back
and everything
there,
else.
It's great.
Yeah. So I'd hate to go away from it. But they've modified it some, and I think it's helped. I just I'm more.
Well, they actually had the injuries went down this year. They said that.
Well, here's that. I mean, you're like that. You're on the field. Like, is that where you hear the most collisions, onside kicks and kickoffs? Because those are the two things they talk about the most. Is the most dangerous things.
No, I hear. Just on a normal play, I'll hear stuff. I'm like, oh my lord, how's this guy going to get up? Stretch. You know, where's the stretcher? But. The thing about the kickoff is it's that receiver, because I'm back with the receiver, so they catch the ball. Now, they're at full speed in three steps.
Right.
And they're trying to find a crack somewhere. And then you get a guy all of a sudden, bam, out of nowhere. And it's
full
those major
speed,
collisions.
Speed.
And, so it's hard. But I don't think you ever – that happens, a receiver – a running back gets the corner, and those kind of things play.
It's football.
It's just kind of.
Right.
I'm telling you, the concussion stuff is just. It can happen with anything. I've seen film. We've reviewed it where, a player dives at another player but misses him, but the diving player hits his head.
Boom! Yeah.
Or hits his head on a guy's knee, or
his own teammate.
It just happens. So you're not going to eliminate. It's just part of the game.
I want to ask you this, Cleve, because since you're our boy to our audience.
thank you for that.
Every freaking Sunday, you're somewhere, and if there's any kind of bad call anywhere in a game that you're doing, or what they perceive as a bad call, your boy. So you've been doing this a long time. Is this just off your back anymore? Any kind of criticism? You're just getting tired of it? Not just you personally, just in general.
Because let me tell you,
it's
as your friend, we're getting tired of it.
Your boy.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, your boy, Clay Chapman. I got one email, Facebook page. Man, I know he's a really good dude, but your boy. I'm thinking, shut up. He's not my boy. He's my friend. And I don't think he wants to be called our boy.
Boy, Clay.
Well,
it's always your boy.
You know.
Right. It's almost to the point where I'm going to instruct them to deal with Clay directly.
Here's his phone number.
Right.
I got his number.
Here, you want to sell?
Here, send him a text.
So you're the one giving that one
right,
up,
right?
I still get them.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You still
it's
get
just
them?
The expectations are out of whack, really, relative to us and the officials and the game and control. We're all going to make mistakes.
Yes. And obviously, the guy from New Orleans who misses that call, it's an amazingly bad non-call. I mean, he should have called it. But I felt bad for that guy after a while because they had to escort him out, right? I'd heard stories that they had to escort him out of New Orleans, right?
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Oh,
literally.
Probably,
they had to change
like
hotels.
Like Bartman out of Chicago, out of the stadium. Right? Yeah.
And that guy won't work New Orleans for some time, will he?
You can't talk about it. Probably can't talk about that. That's probably can't talk
about
that.
Hey, how big was
– Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there's no way in hell they're putting him in New Orleans this year.
They'll send the florist there next
year. He might not even do a New Orleans away game, I'm guessing. He might not.
That's fair.
Because
those players remember that.
Sean Payton apparently tripped a guy that we know of.
Yeah.
Very well, he tripped a
Cleat.
Cleat.
Yeah, remember that? Hey, how big? Get you off the hook here. How big was Gronk on the field compared to everybody else?
Big.
Well, compared just, to
yeah,
compared defensive backs.
Yeah, I mean, compared to everybody else he's running around with.
Big cat, but then you see how he runs, and I'm like, how, you know, just he was amazing.
Yeah. We beat you in a race.
Cleat's older, man.
I know.
He's 30. Gronk is 30.
Yeah, but Cleat was a Division I college quarterback.
Yeah, that was 100 years ago.
He ran the option. Short side.
He did in 85. Gronk wasn't alive.
Yeah, that's right. Gronk was, he's just a big, he's a big cat. And
glad he retired.
But, you know, when you see him running with defensive backs.
That's right. Amazing.
Safeties, and I was thinking, wow, you know, he's just that. Some guy's got talent like that.
Is he as smart as he seems?
He's actually a good dude.
I bet he's a great guy. Yeah, without question. So yeah.
I read the article yesterday. He saved. And granted, he had the option, too, because he had endorsements.
For sure.
A lot of guys don't have endorsements.
Yep.
He saved us $54 million.
Never spent a game check. Yeah.
But he had endorsements. Right. And most NFL players don't have endorsements.
Yeah, I'll say this. I like him a lot more today than I did last week.
Me, too.
Me, too. Never going to put on a Patriot helmet again.
Do you know where that handy place is? A Kraft got one. Do you know where that's at?
I do not.
Okay, good. Just that's
the right answer.
I thought
that's
maybe
the right
everybody
answer.
That's the right answer. I just assume the NFL guys know.
On many fronts, that's the right answer.
He looked at me like, is that a trick question? Cleat's face looks at me.
Damn.
Is that a trick question?
Like, I thought we were friends. Why would you ask me?
Well, everybody assumes you're homies with Tom Brady, so I mean, maybe you are hanging out with Bob Kraft.
Well, our hotel in Miami is not next to a strip mall.
This is up in Jupiter.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Right. I can Google it for you and find out where it is.
No. I just want to know if Cleat knows because he's an NFL guy. All the NFL guys
are headed there sometime soon. But, you know, it's nowhere near any NFL stadium.
No?
Yeah. Jupiter's up the road a bit.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
Your
right
boy.
There.
Yeah.
Your boy.
Do you follow off-season player movement and stuff as an official? I mean, I know you're a fan of the actual game itself.
I'm not a nerd.
Well, I know, but I mean, even pay attention. You know,
well,
I mean, where Le'Veon Bell is going. I mean, do you follow that
absolutely.
Stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure, I do. I follow the social media stuff. It's interesting. It's just the faces that are changing teams. It's amazing this year. The number of players that are.
Busy
that,
year.
It's interesting. It's cool.
Browns.
That's the NFL. I mean, anymore, it's...
Yeah, it is the NFL more and more. But it's hopefully they can become baseball because that'll ruin all the sport. It really would. Any kind of... They need to keep the salary cap in NFL.
Yeah, where everybody's got a shot.
Everybody has a shot, exactly. Because baseball, that's not true. Yeah. We got some information. Got some sports there with our buddy Cleat.
We could do some stuff. Puss put up a link to something I'm not going to watch. But
what is it, Puss?
This would be the center for the Portland Trailblazers, Yusuf Nurkic.
You haven't watched it yet.
Would you call me?
He went up for a rebound last night. He's a big 7-footer.
Yeah.
Went up for a rebound last night, came down, and his lower leg snapped in half.
Oh, my God.
And you can hear the snap.
The tibia and the fibula.
It looked like
both
it.
Went.
Yeah.
Oh, my tibia.
Yeah, his leg folded up under him in a way that is not natural.
That's the audio from last
It's crazy,
night.
Ty. They had a wireless mic on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the video's on Twitter and Facebook, and it is horrible.
Yeah, I want to watch it, but I don't.
Horrible.
Deals. You can see it crack.
Oh, yeah.
It's on,
yeah.
It's on Twitter
you
and
see
Facebook
his,
now.
His leg fold up underneath him.
I got to watch it,
I guess. I'm out on
and
that
then, And then I don't know if the ref didn't see what the ref was kind of standing right next to him, and he went to walk over him and actually kicked the broken leg as he was stepping over the guy.
What?
Yeah. That's what we're supposed to do.
That's what you're trained.
That's what we're supposed to do. Just to test, give a test.
Those NBA guys are
faking.
Yeah, those NBA guys.
What is the most horrible injury you saw in person as a ref? See a leg go the wrong way
I've
in
seen,
person?
Yeah, I've seen some of those, but it's different from basketball because they're...
Oh, you're right there,
yeah,
right.
They got the pants and the socks, so it's not like exposed skin, that kind of thing.
That's true.
You see something, I'm like, oh,
yeah, I think the most horrible ones last year were... Alex Smith.
Yeah, this was gruesome. On Joe Theismann Day.
Yeah. And then who was the UNO player? The University of Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. Zach Miller.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
About lost his leg.
Watch it.
Zach's doing good, man. Yeah,
he is.
I see him. He's still kind of affiliated with the Bears. They kept him.
That's cool. They've done
the organization. Yeah. So I'll see him.
He almost lost his leg, right?
I think we had two games last year with the Bears, and he was at both. So, good guy. Yeah. He's an, you know, he's an Omaha guy now. He's living here most of the time.
One thing Cleet hasn't been involved with yet, except for is a bad call, what we would call a bad call. He might be just right about it, including one of our teams yet.
Yeah.
Then we'll see if he's our
Watch
boy.
Out, man. Yeah.
Then we'll see how nice we are to Cleet.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Nothing major has happened with any of our teams while Cleet's the
and
white
hopefully
hat.
It's only a matter of time because, you know, Cleet gets big games.
Yes,
and,
he does.
Like, we want our teams playing in those.
Hopefully he'll screw the Packers over somehow.
Jeff on the email wants to know if you're still starstruck. You ever get starstruck out there?
Oh, on the field, or
you met some
of your heroes, but they're retired, right?
I'm thinking the coin flip at the Super Bowl when they had who was out there? There was like six guys.
I grew up idolizing Joe Montana,
right?
And literally before Super Bowl 50, when they basically we find out literally the day before because we literally have to go practice the coin flip at the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's about an hour and a half we practice the coin flip.
Yeah, you should practice.
And there's
more
people
often.
Holding signs like
the levitator.
Huh? You should practice more often.
That's why they took it away from him.
That was magic.
Because
he threw it like a frisbee.
Yeah. And so there's people out there stand-ins holding signs like with names on it, and the guy standing next to me was holding a sign said Joe Montana. I'm like,
that's funny.
That's how you found out he was gonna be there.
Yeah. So
he didn't have to practice? What the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Joe.
I gave him a lesson before kickoff, but so it was
throwing
cool. So
lesson.
Start, you know, I'm telling you, I respect so much.
In that situation, you didn't want to be over. Did you say to him, "Hey, listen, you're my hero as a kid," or not?
Yeah,
you did.
Sure,
good,
yeah.
good
yeah.
for
yeah.
you, man.
Yeah,
and he's cool. You know, I was hoping he'd be cool.
Yeah,
was,
that's true.
So.
Yeah.
But that was the lineup with that was there was Marcus Allen, there was Steve Young,
right.
there was Joe Montana, and then. Jim Plunkett, Fred Blintnikoff, and Marcus Allen.
That's
right.
Wow.
And I'm looking down the line with these guys. I'm like, who doesn't fit in this
one?
One
of these things
happy to
be
here.
Long.
Plus, who were the captains you had out there? Peyton Manning was probably out there.
Was there,
Cam Newton.
And then, Scam.
The guys that are currently playing, he's an equal to them.
I'm just saying, standing in that group of
Peyton
people.
Peyton Manning
but you
so
worship
in
the,
that
you
Joe
worship,
Montana thing.
Yeah, but you also worship the guys when you were younger.
For
that's
sure.
who you worship.
It's completely different.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not I mean, I'd be starstruck maybe a little bit, but only for the guys that I grew up watching.
Yeah.
The guys are younger than me. You'd be like, hey, that's cool. Nice to meet you. But I wouldn't be starstruck, I don't think. You know what I'm talking about? I think it's more. I think you're more in sports, at least with me. It's about people you grew up watching. They're the idols.
They're where where
like
get
you,
weird.
Like you said, you never want to. You never want to meet Elway. Right?
I don't. Yeah. No, I do not.
Right, because the guys you see just on TV are bigger than life.
Yeah, right,
probably more down to earth if you're on the same field with them.
Did Montana give you a pair of Skechers? Did he hook you up?
Yeah.
He just like got a box open sitting somewhere. Oh, here, have some.
Plus,
shoes.
I think a Cleet situation. You answer. They're yelling at you. Screw this guy.
That's true. Yeah.
Brady's yelling at me. Well, screw you too, Tom Brady.
But every so often, we'll get like a team will have some honorary coin flip captain will come out.
Yeah,
and
the heroes,
like a legend. Yeah, like that too. So it's cool to see
the legends,
guys
right?
Like, yeah,
right. Because you've never had an adversarial relationship with them. They're not playing. Yeah. They're not going to argue with you.
Yeah, they respect you at that
There's
point.
There's no possibility of them arguing with you at some point.
And the league expects us to keep a little distance from the players and coaches.
Well, yeah,
sure,
buddy, buddy. But I'm going into my 12th season and. I now know a lot of these guys, players well enough and coaches well enough to you can kind of catch up and just talk before a game.
Do you see yourself going till you're 70?
No, 70, no.
I'm not saying how old you are. You're a couple years younger than us, but I'm just saying, and you're very healthy, and obviously you got your crap together on the field. But you just don't see yourself going that long.
Right, never say never.
Never say
yes.
Is there any 70-year-old guys out there now?
Yeah, who's the oldest guy out there?
Walt Coleman was referee. He was just shy of 70.
Oh, he's just shy.
Okay. Yeah.
Most guys don't make it to 70.
Literally, I think he was 69, and he retired after the season after 30 years. 30 years.
All right.
But I'm 12.
That'd be
years
nice.
Yet.
30. I mean, yeah.
You see at least another 10.
I'd like to.
Whatever.
You just never know.
Yeah, you never.
But 20s.
Are you bored with it at all? You're still excited every week.
Yeah.
Cool.
I do get, people, I've been asked that question before, and it's a good question because what tires you out is the travel.
Yeah.
You know, by week 8 or 10 or 12, I'm just tired of getting on a plane every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I've heard that if you don't get a little nervous before games, and it's probably time to hang it up.
Yeah. I think
well,
so.
Well, the thing about Cleet, too, when he flies places, he can't
that's
get,
what Tyler and I do.
He can't get truck on the plane, man.
We throw up. Every morning, we're so nervous, we throw up right before the show.
Like Dana Alden.
Like a minute before we go on the air, and then we go after it.
It was funny, when Cleet did a Steeler game a couple years ago when I was there, and he flew in on a different flight about the same time. And my two buds and my dad were meeting my son and I there, and Cleet got off the plane at the same time, so we all just went in this bar. And I said, Cleet, you want a beer? Because he couldn't even drink then.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like Saturday at like noon.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, yeah. So you're not drunk now? Come on, that's what you do, man, right?
On the plane. That's what you do. That's what you
that's
do.
What I do.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that Cowboys game, which was such a great game.
The Cowboys game. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
What is the rule?
That was a great game.
24 Shut hours, up. Bottle of throttle.
Bottle of throttle. You got to take off the ankle bracelet right before kick.
I looked up there, you can't drink now. It's noon.
It's
man.
Literally Friday night, midnight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the shuttle?
First Sunday game. Yeah.
Bottle of the throttle. Bottle of the flag.
Are officials drug tested? Is that in your
union
deal?
Yeah, we get random tests.
Random
throughout the year. So we, as a referee, I may get a call 4 hours before kickoff. That's the time frame that says, hey, we'll meet you at the stadium. We're going to do. Drug test.
You get hit once a year, or
you know, it varies.
They test you when you're in Denver, and then soon to be Vegas.
But yeah. But it's all random and Seattle. And it happened. We probably had it. You know, that when the playoffs kick in, usually they do it for. I don't know if it's every playoff game, but.
This will be
count on it.
This will be interesting because I know for a fact that you know you had to ask permission years ago in the offseason to even go to Vegas. Mm. Now I know that they're cozying a little more up to to gambling, but they're not going to let the refs hang. So what happens in 2 years when Oakland is now the Vegas Raiders and you're there the night before? You can't be in a casino, right? Mm-mm. But the hotels are going to be the casino, right?
Yeah.
Good question. Yeah, I don't know what's
going to happen. The hotel's going to be Mandalay
They'll
Bay right there.
Off-site or something like that. No. In Carson City.
But even then, every hotel there has some sort of gambling.
That's true.
Even a small one.
They're going to get them a bed and breakfast in Henderson.
There it is. With your whole crew. Yep. It'll be a nice bonding experience.
Yeah. You look off into Vegas. Oh, I wish I was there.
It's a small little place in Pahrump. Just outside.
Yeah, the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
Can't gamble at the Bunny Ranch.
Our buddy Joe has a question about your alma mater. Yeah, the University of Nebraska. Cleet played ball there. With the addition of Adrian Martinez and Luke McCaffrey to the Husker quarterback legacy, how much longer does Cleet expect to be in the top 30 all-time great Nebraska quarterbacks?
30.
All right.
Joe, is that our Joe?
That's our Joe.
Dick.
All right, we got a few more years left, didn't we, right?
Cleet can somewhere. Call the dick when you see him.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Might as well say happy birthday to Von Miller, Denver Bronco quarterback.
You guys suck. You got Flacco. You suck.
Oh, man, they don't suck. Yeah. Is Von cool?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Good guy.
Yeah.
He's quiet. He doesn't say a lot.
Perfect. He just wants to win.
Yeah, he's good.
And play quarterback. That's all he wants to do.
He's still worth a mention every sports cast.
He is.
Why not? No doubt about it.
He wants to win. He has
Von Miller moment a lot with Petey.
I would like to beat him, but I would probably get him in. He'd probably fail a drug test.
Hanging out with you.
Just one hit, Von. Come on, man. Go ahead, dude. It's cool. And then this day in 1973, I want to bring this up. You know, great dynasties in sports. The UCLA Bruins and Bill Walton won their seventh straight national title. They won 9 in 10 years, 10 in 12 years, 88 wins in a row over 3 years. Impossible to think of something like that happening in college sports. And then you think, well, shoot, Alabama football is kind of on that sort of run.
And Wooden could recruit everybody back then.
Everybody.
He did.
That's where they wanted to go.
He did, exactly.
And although there have been some good teams, nothing's approached that when it comes to college basketball.
Man, 9 in 10 years. 9 titles in 10 years. 7 straight. That's like the Celtics in that era.
A couple quick questions for Cleet that probably people want to know. Once again, we'll ask you again, even though we know exactly the answer, but for the audience, why is there no reason to have full-time referees?
Well, there's arguments both ways.
Right.
It makes sense. But, you know, there's 125 officials on our roster.
And, a lot of them have really good jobs in the offseason. Yeah. And the full season, excuse me, your whole life.
Right? So
it's just a question of how do you utilize your time.
Right.
And can I be a better, official by being full-time? Well, I can read the rule book. you know, eight times over and over and over.
But you know it.
You know there's no guarantees on come on a Sunday.
Because, right.
you know, things happen in a game that are just
so fast.
Boom, boom.
So fast.
Yeah.
And
random.
And random. And that's the key.
And unpredictable.
There's things that, you know, I could read the rule book. I could go work out more. I could watch film. But, you know, it doesn't guarantee
you're
going to get a better product.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
Right.
I mean, and literally, I tell people, and you can ask my wife, and once the season hits, we are full-time.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
It's your focus.
You know, yeah. I'm doing something football-wise every day.
Every day.
My weekends are full, of course, all weekend long. But,
even
while I'm home here during the week,
And you're at camp in the summer, too, for a team.
Yeah,
you're always there.
Even while I'm home during the weeks here, I'm doing something football every day. It might be an hour. It might be 2 hours. It might be 5 hours a night.
Okay,
it just
really?
Depends.
All right.
I mean, my average week, you can, again, we, you know, I got two little kids, so it's
right.
come home from work, put, you know, dinner, kids, put them to bed, and then I kiss my wife. She goes to the bedroom. I go into my office and open up my laptop.
Oh, yeah.
Watch film.
All right.
I do stuff. So
right.
that's every night, literally almost every night of every week during the season. So it's nothing that we put in the time, let me tell you. And I know
of
what's going
do.
On. I know we all do it.
But you suck.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Get it right.
So,
work harder.
But again, if you could guarantee that you'd be better on a Sunday by giving up your regular job and doing this every day, I just don't
Hard
know what's
sell.
Going to happen. It really
what do you think of expanded replay and the conversation around that? And obviously, the pass interference call, but just expanded instant replay.
So,
like the guy, the fifth man in the sky or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the one, the sky judge.
Yeah, the sky judge.
Sky judge.
Which,
sounds like something at an airport.
The question becomes, who are you going to put up there?
Right.
You know, it's like
a full time guy.
You put
of course.
Todd, let's say you put Todd up there.
No, because Todd's.
He might have to poop. He might have to poop.
Todd would be like, give the ball to the Vikings, please. It'd be in my ear. Give the ball to the Vikings, please.
Viking ball. Viking ball.
So you got
it. You really screwed that one up, Cleet. Viking call.
Viking
because
ball.
That's a guy that is. Or a person directly into my ear as a referee
right.
is what they'd say. Is say, you know, throw that flag or move the ball.
Yeah.
And so you got to have. You just can't have somebody with a little.
And then it would be. I think it would be a delayed flag, which would make the crowd even worse.
Yeah, that's
I mean, a delayed
the,
flag. I mean, it's already.
Those are the things.
Bad. Sometimes it's 3-2-1 anyway, but a delayed flag is even worse. I think for the people.
Sometimes,
and like I said, there's human element. We're all to deal with it. I'm just getting tired of your boy.
Your boy, Cleet.
I don't care about him getting crap. We get crap.
Yeah. I gave him crap.
Oh, I'm getting tired of that too, but I got to, you know, with my lawyer job, I gotta stay out there where people can contact me and know how to find me.
I know.
And sure enough, it's not
all
people
right.
seeking a lawyer.
And it's Chief Fan.
How do I find this guy?
Chief Fan found you, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Also, at least on our home station here, Z92, and Cleet's a, you know, a lawyer here in Omaha, he runs commercials. I am Cleet Blake.
Google me.
Give me a call.
Yeah.
Yell at me.
Yeah, I get that question. So how do these fans find you? I'm like, hey, well, just Google it. I'm like I said, I'm a
Hot
lawyer.
Ref.
You're a lawyer,
so,
right?
Handling personal injuries, by the way. But if you need to find me, you can find me.
Yeah, Cleet Blake. Those personal
so
injuries.
So I take it. You know, it's kind of just literally part of the gig now. You know, and
does your poor receptionist get yelled at the office?
Oh yeah, it happens.
Somebody will find the name of your law firm, and
people bend your wife's ear about it too. Sometimes. Now your boy Cleet.
You give him crap about that call.
Wait, in that case she is right. She is his boy. Yeah. He's not our boy.
Here's where I think it's probably disproportionate because you probably don't take any crap about what we say. We take a lot of crap for what goes on in the field.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I know.
You tell your boys. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's because we're local and he's in the NFL.
But right? You know, it's odd. You know, I'll get the random. It's kind of nice every now and then. It'll be the random, hey, great job in that game, you know, last night. But from usually it's some people I know, of course, it comes more often.
Yeah, but that's
not the random person.
That's not human nature.
No, it's not.
Nobody's going to call your receptionist and say, please tell God, Cleet, he called a great game yesterday.
Well, we do pay attention. I'll get emails. You know, our buddy Doggy Dog, you know, we get people that are on your side also about this situation. And we love when you do a game and there's no controversy whatsoever. Because then we don't get a phone call, no emails, your boy. The game was
I love it. You guys are getting that.
Oh, we all the time.
I just thought it was me.
No.
Well, it is you.
But it is.
Button it up.
The positives far outweigh the negatives, though. You just got to take all that stuff. It's just kind of, you just read it and kind of just chuckle and delete.
John on the emails, very happy to hear that His nightly routine is the same as yours. His wife goes to bed, and he hits the laptop.
To watch film.
Different website, I'm guessing.
To watch film.
I don't know if he's watching film, but he hits the laptop.
Lee doesn't watch film with a bottle of Jergens.
Or does he?
Or maybe not.
Yeah, wait.
You don't know.
Chiefs film.
He loves the NFL.
Depends on what you like.
Petey does.
Yeah.
All the time. I'm going to go home and watch some Von Miller film right now, matter of fact.
Well, thanks for stopping up.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Always good to see you.
Always good to see you, buddy.
NFL white hat.
Our boy.
Opening day for baseball, by the way, is Thursday. So we got time. Don't rush the summer. We have a spring yet.
Who cares? Spring on football.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.